With national attention focused on the Keystone XL pipeline and a likely veto from President Obama, Michigan Democratic Senators Debbie Stabenow and Gary Peters have introduced amendments to the controversial bill. Senator Peters joins us now. Welcome.
Well, great to be with you, Cynthia.
What would these amendments you're proposing do?
Well, we have two amendments that address issues related to the oil pipelines. First and foremost is the Petcoke Amendment. I'm sure your listeners remember the issue in my congressional district where we had piles of this Petcoke material, which is the residual from refining Canadian tar sands. The stuff was being piled up along the Detroit River. It was blown into people's houses, into their lungs, into the Great Lakes, and eventually we were able to get it removed. But our amendment basically says we need to have a study of this material to understand its potential health impacts, how to handle it, what are the best practices, because certainly that was not occurring along the Detroit River with this petcoke. And if you think about petcoke related to tar sands oil from Canada, for every barrel of oil you get, one-third of the material is petcoke. So as the Keystone Pipeline is built, you're going to have massive amounts of petcoke. And we don't want this stuff blown into people's lungs and contaminating lakes and need to have more information. So that amendment is very important. The second amendment I'm also very passionate about deals with pipelines in the Great Lakes and in particular the oil pipeline that we have currently that crosses the Straits of Mackinac, a pipeline that I'm very concerned about. It is an old pipe. It is over 60 years old. Sometimes it carries this Canadian tar sands oil and other types of product through the Great Lakes. And those of us in Michigan, more than anyone in the country, should understand how devastating a pipeline break can be to the environment. We just saw just a few years ago in the Kalamazoo River, the pipeline break there, which is the most expensive pipeline break in the history of the country. We're still cleaning it up years after the fact. Over $1 billion has been spent in Kalamazoo in the river area. So we can just imagine how catastrophic it would be to have a pipeline break in the Great Lakes, something I just cannot fathom. So I'm introducing an amendment that says before any more pipelines go forward, we have to make sure that the agencies that inspect these pipelines ensure their safety are fully funded, they're staffed properly, and we need to have a report from them if there are additional safeguards that need to be put in place in these pipelines, particularly the one in the Straits of Mackinac. We need to know that, and we need to act on it as quickly as possible.
I completely agree that there are so many of us in the state looking and eyeing that pipeline that crosses the Straits of Mackinac with alarm. And I'm just wondering, can you tell us, is anything else being done on the federal level to keep this from happening? If this thing burst, it would, as you say, be devastating.
Well, that's why we have to be very vigilant on it. I'm going to stay on it. In fact, the Pipeline Safety Agency is our oversight of that is within a new committee that I've been assigned to, the Commerce Committee. So I am going to be pushing this amendment to make sure that we have all of the resources that we need to oversee that pipeline and to really ask the hard questions if there are other alternatives to having the pipeline going through the Straits or are there additional safeguards that need to be put in place. So I'm going to hope to get this amendment placed on this legislation before us now. If that doesn't occur, I will reintroduce the amendment as a standalone bill, and we'll work very aggressively to get that through committee and get it signed into law. This is something that is of utmost importance to not just those of us in Michigan. I mean, we appreciate it, obviously, more than most because we understand the incredible resource, but contaminating the Great Lakes is catastrophic for the entire country, and every senator, no matter where you live in this country, should be concerned about protecting the Great Lakes from the environmental hazard that potentially exists there.
Senator Peters, we know you are against the Keystone Pipeline, and I'm just wondering why not just introduce these amendments as standalone bills instead of tacking it on to the Keystone bill?
Well, it's always easier to get things through if you have a bill that's moving through the Senate. We will do a standalone bill. I will definitely introduce that. But if you have in the term of folks here in Congress, if you have a vehicle that's moving, you like to attach your ideas to that vehicle to get it signed into law quicker.
The Senate is, of course, in the hands of the GOP majority, and so is the House. So politically speaking, do you have a chance of getting these amendments passed?
Well, I think so. And I think the reason for that is that we can pick up some Republican members who represent states in the Great Lakes. You know, that's protecting the Great Lakes, in my mind, should not be a Democratic issue. It should not be a Republican issue. It is just the right thing to do. And I expect to pick up some support from Republican senators in some of the states that surround the Great Lakes that have a heightened appreciation for the need to protect this incredible resource.
I want to go a little broader here, if I might, Senator. It's very likely that President Obama will veto the Keystone legislation when it hits his desk. And he's announced veto threats of other legislation, most notably just last week in his State of the Union speech. At the same time, he's calling for both parties, Democrats and Republicans, to work together. How do those two signals gel with one another, do you think?
Well, I think they gel together, and the fact that the president wants to be clear to the Republican majority that in order to work together, you've got to find middle ground. You know, I find that some of my colleagues, when they talk about bipartisanship, they believe that that means the other party just accepts their ideas without question and just votes for what they're putting forward. Now, that's not bipartisanship. Bipartisanship is trying to find middle ground, finding places where you can agree. And that means Republicans expect accepting some Democratic ideas. It means Democrats accepting some Republican ideas. And of course, in my mind, there shouldn't be Democratic ideas and Republican ideas. There should just be good ideas that we put together. But that's what we have to have, is find some middle ground. And so I think the president was, basically stating that it's important to find that ground. And that's what I, certainly endeavor to do. I work on a bipartisan way. I'm a new member here in the Senate, but I have two of my Republican colleagues that joined me are friends that I had in the House, and we worked on bills together on student loans as well as government efficiency. And, those friendships, I believe, will allow me to work in a bipartisan way. And in those cases, we had good constructive meetings, and there was give and take, and we found that middle ground. That's the way we have to proceed if we're going to be effective in finding practical common sense solutions to the tough issues we face in Michigan as well as around the country.
You are the only freshman Democrat to be elected to the Senate in 2014. Just wondering, is it a little bit lonely in that Democratic freshman class, Senator Peters?
It is unique. I am the only one of the 13 new senators. There's one Democrat, myself, and 12 Republican colleagues. But certainly I stand out among my group. But it also gives me an opportunity, though, to get to know the other 12 freshmen. And that's the wonderful thing. We all come in as new members, so we have that shared experience of coming into this body. And we've had orientations together. We've had an opportunity to be at social events that are not business events, to get to know our spouses and each other in a more personal way. And from all of our discussions, they're very open to working with me as well, and look forward to working in a bipartisan way. So we will see how that develops in the months and the years ahead.
Senator Gary Peters, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much.